For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and this is a continuation of our discussion with Cele Castillo, former DEA agent and author of Powder Burns.
Every week I see these stories about cops caught allowing shipments to happen, actually selling, reselling these drugs, etc. Why is that becoming such a problem to our criminal justice system?
Well, it's not becoming a problem. It's a problem that's been there. There's over 60,000 investigations going on right now, internal affairs on law enforcement involved in corruption. We have, for example, a DEA agent that's been with the DEA for close to 15 years now, who is known throughout the agency as being involved in drug trafficking and selling NATO's information to the drug traffickers. And of course, the drug traffickers know that the majority of the loans coming to the U.S. Through Mexico come through the point of entry. They don't cross the river, or they don't try to smuggle it. All they have to do is they have their own people in customs or Homeland Security paid off to where they look the other way when the shipments come in. You know, part of corruption has been there for many, many, many years, and it continues to happen. Once in a while, they'll put up a dog and pony show to say that they're fighting corruption within the agencies.
That money buys a lot of cooperation, does it not?
Absolutely. Buys a lot. You know, it goes all the way to the U.S. Attorney's Office. They got people on the payroll, the FBI, the DEA, Customs, you name them. They have people working for them, and that's why the cartels are so huge, and there's so much money. Just recently, we had a couple of Homeland Security inspectors get arrested at here in South Texas for letting large loads of drugs coming to the U.S.
You're an author of a book, Powder Burns. Where might people access that?
You can actually order it from me. It's powderburns@prodigy.net. That's my email, powderburns@prodigy.net, and I'll be glad to send you all an autographed copy of the book.
One last question. They've never made any difference in this drug war, have they? Do we have any chance of success?
Absolutely not. We've been fighting a so-called war on drugs for many, many years. We spend billions of dollars in source countries like Colombia and Peru, and we don't even make a dent. We've got more drugs today than we did 10, 15 years ago, so that's got to tell you something's wrong with the picture. And we tried the John Wayne approach, and it has not worked. So the answer is obviously prevention, treatment, and education.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.